So I went to school at 1941, which would be 2 years after the war started. And Dalhousie School, of course, which we had to, from 5 year old, we had to walk up there. Except on Tuesdays, because there's a bus went up to Garble, up the glen on Tuesdays, being market day. They used to put the bus up right up the glen on the Tuesday, so we got a lift up on the bus. That was quite a highlight, that. Then, of course, we had to walk home at night, but we always, any car on the road would stop and give us a lift. There wasn't many cars about then, and you knew everyone that had a car, but, you know, they would always stop and give you a lift. One of the lifts we used to get was the roadmen, when they were working up the glen, patching the road. They always stopped and we were on the back of their lorry, which you wouldn't be allowed to do nowadays. It'd be terrible. And then the once a week was a baker's van that used to come up from Inverness, quite a big van, and he used to give us a lift on the way home as well. We'd be in beside the bread and we'd be back down the road. So, anyway, there were pretty hard times then, being wartime, you know. Evacuees had been and gone by the time I went to school. They came to Green Marsden Lodge, and the mothers came too, apparently, but they just couldn't hack it, and they all went back to wherever they came from, Glasgow or whatever. You know, they were all gone, Betty, by the time I went to school. They just couldn't take it. The isolation means never out of Glasgow, you know. So I eventually went to school in Inverness. That was when I started taking the country children in first secondary education. Before that, unless like Betty, you won a bursary, you stayed and you finished your education at Dalhousie. Yeah. You know, unless you were really worked hard and were really clever.
Was that age 15? You could stay at Dalhousie?
Yeah, 11 plus.
11 plus?
Yes. So I think I was 12 before we were taken into the town school.
Mm.